an Elisabeth. I've been staying in the shelter for 7 months.
My name is Shahrazad Ali. I'm living at the shelter for 1 year now.
Hello, my name is Mali, and I was at the center for 2 months.
One day when I came from school, my baby showed blood on the tissue. When I asked her what happened, she turned to your father who was sitting on the couch. Did you tell mommy what happened? And I asked him, tell me what happened with the baby. He said, no, the child showed me this blood on the tissue, and I said, you must wait for your mom, because it's the women's stuff and your mom know. That time, the moment, I struggled a lot to want to believe. My other part said, could it be? Could it be his friends that he drank it, that raped? Could it be that this child is raped? So I asked him to give me money with the doctor. He said he didn't have money that week. He will have money the next week. I asked him, since he's not working, why can't he take the child to the doctor? He said he's not going to do that because that is women's stuff.
He came out of the balcony. He took my baby by my hand and he pushed me into the flat. He wanted to have sex with me. So that's when I started screaming, I hurt you. And I didn't care if the night was hearing anymore. Because I was so full. One man at the screen knocked on the door and she asked him if something was wrong. And he told her, no, everything is okay. And I was screaming again, and she came in. She said, oh my God, why are you looking like this? That afternoon, I felt like I was gonna go crazy. Because when she asked me, why are you looking like this? He told her I fell on the balcony. And I cried so much I couldn't answer. I couldn't sleep next to him that night. But I had to. I lay in a heap all night on a bundle. All night I bundled myself up and was crying. And he told me to stop crying because he needed to sleep. He needed to go to work the next morning.
We were married for 28 years, and during that time, I left him on 3 occasions. I was abused verbally, emotionally, physically, and mentally. He cocked a gun by my head, tried to push me out of a moving vehicle, slandered my name, and accused me of adultery. Over the years, he was sometimes addicted to drugs, alcohol, and even the casino, and he used to sell our household items.
The pain that I feel inside, the disappointment, the regrets, the nightmares, I can't share that with anyone. It's me, it's only me. Who can have that? Because everybody else, they go and they want different life, and they're going through their different trials. And what I'm going through, maybe no one is going through the same thing. Maybe someone is going through something and feeling different. So how am I going to share? Expecting the next person to understand.
soul just to find rest from the pain that I feel inside. Just to find security for my child, knowing that when she goes to school, I don't have to worry if somebody's going to kidnap her or she's going to get missing, like how I have the nightmare in the dream. I don't have to worry all about that. I don't know if that is a good thought or idea. I don't know, because I don't know what's good anymore. I used to think I was the best wife. I used to think I was the best mom. I used to think I just have everything under control. That was not true.
Experience today. I'm not with the shop anymore, but entering the gates today was something I could do, because 2009 when I entered there, I was at the police station with my children. There was a lot of emotions and face swollen, body hurt, but today it was coming to the gate. It was a pleasure walking and knowing that and this is my experience of my journey. About my background. Yes, I've been married for 14 years, and most of it I've been abused with my children. And yeah, it started in 2009 my new journey started. Yes, I've been in counseling for my children. I couldn't talk because there was no voice for me. I was too afraid, too shy to talk about my abuse. My counselor went to the extent of me writing my story without knowing in the entire story, still telling my story, but with a lot of emotions. And in years 2010, Irma came and she spoke about this digital diaries. I didn't know what was it about, but since I've been here, I like to take on challenges because I knew it can only better my life. And with the digital diaries, yes, like Alma said, we needed to start it. They introduced us how it's going to work, make us more familiar with the camera, showed us how this is working there. Yes, for the but being amongst it, other seven ladies, telling each other, listening to each other's stories, yes, there was a lot of emotions, because you yourself went through something, but when you listen to somebody else's story, that emotions come up, and finally, like I said, when you're in your abuse of life, then you feel all alone, you think you're going through abuse alone. But once you heard somebody else's story, you think you're somebody going through the same emotions. Maybe the place or the person who abused you is not the same, but they went through, they understand you, you can see a lot of the tears what he got because you know they understand. And just working with a camera, it's like talking to yourself. Yes, it's difficult at times because you sit there, you alone in the room, you listen to yourself and you thought to yourself, yes, that's me, is this what I went through? But sometimes, other times when you laugh at yourself because you think, yo, did I keep up with all this nonsense? Why didn't I have the courage to get out of it? But yeah, if you're in that situation, then it's not easy. My kids also went through a lot of abuse, and I'm happy I could share also the stories in my digital note by talking about the pictures, what they drew during the counseling and that. And yes, for them being in counseling and me seeing what they went through, I was actually amazed because when you're in your abusive life, it's like you focus on yourself all the time because you're the one who's been it, you're the one who's been sworn in, without you knowing. But they also going through, they see the blood, they see you on the ground, they see your face is swollen, they also going through that emotions. Yes, I love daddy, but I don't know which way. And with the digital diaries, it helped me also by talking to myself and afterwards listening to myself, made me realize it's not only me that went through the things alone. And yes, that was, without me knowing, taking this challenge, it's been for me a journey of healing, not fully, but step by step, like we did. There were sometimes I work part-time, and late at night at 12, then I would sit in front of the camera, my kids are sleeping, I'm crying, at times I'm laughing, but that's how I felt more confident every time when I did it, talking to myself, listening to myself, giving a voice to my story. Because you must remember, when you're in that life, you, like I was isolated. I never knew so many people I know. I even went with Sir Nerf to Jadis for talking on the TV, so I never knew I could do that. So I had more confidence in myself. I know these people listening to me. There's a voice, not only my story, but all the other 8 ladies, encouraging people not to be ashamed of what you went through, because you never asked to be abused. Nobody asked to be abused. That's why I decided to show my face on digital, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. This is me. It's our department. I found that my true identity, who I am, what I want to wear, without a man telling me, listen here, that shirt is too small, that pants is too tight, we're not going out like that. This is me. And yes, that is what digital diary did for me, my healing. And yes, here I am myself, happy with my kids. I'm not staying at the shop anymore, but I'm happy to be back with them and with more confidence. Yes, thank you.
That was really powerful. I really like the way you, sometimes just by speaking about your experience, you realize, actually I'm not alone. There are the people who share similar experiences, and just by talking about it, you begin a healing process. I think all about what digital story is about, Sally has ably done that, and Jenny and Emma, and you also, just putting your experiences to this digital storytelling, what the methodology is about. I really do appreciate your experiences. My digital story is a result of a training which I had in June, this past June, at which was hosted at UCT by the Center for Higher Education and Development. It was really capacity building for staff members to move into using ICTs, the digital media, as a way to for teaching purposes. Their focus mainly was using digital storytelling for teaching purposes. And I think the AGI is trying to incorporate that in its work, using digital stories for teaching, and also for activist purposes, like you said, the SAC department and Women's Net, how you can use these stories to advocate and to share experiences with other people who personally maybe might never meet you, but just listening to you, you are able to affect them in a way. They're able to speak about their abuse, get out of abusive relationships and things like that. So as I said, my story was a result of training from CHED, and it was a 3-day training spaced over a week. So the first part was really, what is the story? You need to focus on what story do I want to say. Everybody's got a story to tell. And I think the first day everyone was a bit overwhelmed. What story can I tell? Everyone did eventually have stories, their experiences every day with their children, some within their work environments. The stories are different. They are diverse as we are diverse. And when I made my story originally, they ask you, who do you want to share your story with? Well, firstly I thought, no one, myself. Eventually I changed my mind and I shared it with my colleagues. So I don't think the point is to make earth-shaking movements with digital stories. I think the simple thing of talking and being heard is important. Somebody thinking about the story, that's important. Some of the changes are really qualitative. And yeah, I had a story, wrote a script, it was edited, and I had pictures taken by me, and I put the pictures to cover the voice, the script, and I chose music, which was from a website where you can get free music, Jamendo, and you can just attribute at the end, this is from Jamendo. This is an open source website where you can get your music. And yeah, that was it. That was really it, and editing. And you can never have a perfect story, because I tried to edit and re-edit, and eventually Gillian, my colleague, said, okay, leave it and move on to another story. So you need to find a space where you let go. The story is based on my trip to Ghana. I went there to do work in 2010 on a project I was working on, and while I was doing that project, I visited the former slave dungeons, and because it is just a journey about that. So we can watch the digital story.